The U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman has said that the central bank there will continue to raise interest rates if appropriate because inflation remains too high. Jerome Powell's speech is one that could have implications for interest rates all around the world.
It is the Fed's job to bring inflation down to our 2% goal, and we will do so. We have tightened policy significantly over the past year. Although inflation has moved down from its peak, a welcome development, it remains too high. We are prepared to raise rates further if appropriate and intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we are confident that inflation is moving sustainably down toward our objective. Given how far we have come, at upcoming meetings, we are in a position to proceed carefully as we assess the incoming data and the evolving outlook and risks.
Economist Eric Lund is in New York.
I mean, for the most part, I think people got what they expected from the speech, as opposed to last year where we had an 8-minute jab that really shook the markets up and kind of came across as quite hawkish. We got about 14 minutes this year, and the tone was a little bit softer, a little bit more anticipated. So, you know, Powell said that inflation continues to run too hot. The economy is growing more strongly than expected, but the possibility that additional tightening is on the table and that the economy in the U.S. may grow at a lower level in the future is a real possibility.
Too hot, and yet at around 3%, I mean, it's a headache that a lot of countries, particularly here in the UK or in Europe, would absolutely kill for. A lot of debate as a result about getting that last mile kind of thing, getting that back to that 2% target that the Fed has. And that's where we get interesting debate out of today, don't we? And Jerome Powell, cautious in terms of what they might do next, in terms of raising that rate again, in terms of pausing, in terms of even potentially, still on the back burner, cutting that rate again. How delicate that balancing act, do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, I think there's a lot of attention being paid to sort of this last sort of tweak in a wave of tightening that we've experienced over the last 18 months or so. So, you know, people are obsessing about whether or not we get another 25 basis points or not. But really, you know, we've already been through a pretty intense tightening cycle. So I think, you know, it is important to consider sort of whether or not we tweak a little bit further. But really, I think that the more important question, and you alluded to this, is how long will these rates stay in restrictive territory? Mm-hmm. And that's a big unknown in terms of, you know, the Fed getting to 2% in terms of inflation. That's still a ways off. I don't think, you know, we're going to be here in the U.S. in a position where we're at 2% probably until the end of next year. So even if we do see a little bit of loosening sometime in 2024, I think we'll still have interest rates that are kind of in restrictive territory as the Fed gradually and slowly sort of makes its way to that 2% inflation target. But, you know, these are long and variable lags, as the Fed keeps on saying. So they're impacting some parts of the economy more rapidly than others. Mortgage rates, for instance, have gone up quite a bit. But we're still seeing fairly robust U.S. Consumer spending. You know, U.S. consumers have been a little bit less exposed and a little bit slower to sort of feel that pain in terms of the higher interest rates.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.